Oh my god. Okay. So they're going through the maze, blah blah blah. They're almost dead. They're all dead. Okay. So Eric finds the chick, and there's one other guy who looks like DMX.
Let me go! Get off me!
Okay. Sorry.
And they eventually, the Jax guy, realizes that the black dude was in the army. And nowadays, all the army people are equipped with, like, biochips. So hack into it. So they hack into the black guy's biochip, which turns him into a freaking super soldier on command. And they can control his every action. And he tries to murder the woman and the nerd, and he fails. I'm not even going to say anything about that. You know everything that I could say about how completely dumb that is. So anyways, the two of them eventually find an auxiliary exit, which is like a hole at the bottom of the maze that goes right into the water. So they dive into it and they just go into like a lake underneath the giant cube maze, which is apparently, I don't know where it is. They swim out, they get on land, and they run, and they both get captured. Actually, only Eric gets captured. You don't see what happens. Well, actually, you do. Okay, no, I completely lied. I just finished watching. I'm already messing this up. The girl gets away. All right, she gets away. Just forget that. It doesn't matter. She gets away. How she gets away? Who? Like, the biggest company in the world can't find one woman? They found, like, what? They let her get away? I don't know. Eric gets captured, he gets taken back into the Izon's hands. And he wakes up strapped to a bed, and Jax is there, and he's like, Your sentence has been extended 2 more lifetimes, and we're gonna do some modifications before we send you back in. And he's like, I don't consent to this, I choose death. And so Jax just holds up his consent form that's your signature, isn't? Again, they just make up the consent forms. Why didn't they have one for the girl? None of this would have happened. Anyways, so he's screaming, and then the film ends. Here's the worst part. You ready? The film ends with Eric Wynn waking up in the cube.
What's wrong with him?
He doesn't seem to know we're here.
This room is green.
Hi there.
This room is green.
Yes, it is.
What is it, shock?
I want to go back to the blue room.
I think he's mentally handicapped.
That's all we need, a retard.
Don't!
How the hell did he survive in here?
I want to go back.
Fuck you! You completely invalidate every single thing about one of my favorite movies of all time. You have to do this on purpose. What? Again, the original movie. It seemed like all the people in there had like a purpose. A use for being in there. And they all contributed. And there were clues to get out. And it was brilliant. And you had no idea what was going on. In fact, Worth, the asshole character, says at one point that, you know, he helped design the outer shell, and he doesn't know what it was for, and he doesn't know why. Nobody knows what it's for, and people just want their paycheck, so they sign away for things, and, you know, maybe this is just being used because they don't want to acknowledge that it's useless. And it's just a brilliant speech in a brilliant movie, and this fucks everything up. So, what? Kazan was just another genius, you know, super prodigy character that they lobotomized because he also escaped, and so they threw him in there just so the other characters could have a good chance of escaping. And then what happened when Kazan escaped? He just got thrown back in because, oh, well, this is what we do here. Why do they do it? Nothing is ever explained, and you finally want an explanation because the movie is just like pulling at your strings and you get nothing out of it. One more thing. I don't know how long this is. One more thing. Early on in the movie, the two, you know, Wynn and Dodd, they have to do this procedure for, they call it an exit procedure. And it's one of their coworkers that I was in the maze and he almost got out. So he's like tied up, and the Dodd asks him a couple questions. He asks him, what's your name? And he says, Owen or whatever. And then he asks, do you believe in God? And the guy, you know, he pressures him a few times and he says no. So they hit the no button and he dies. They don't know what happens when they say yes, because everyone always says no. And this is never explained ever again. What? Ugh, I'm done. This is a series that starts here and just plummets right down into just the pits of shit. If they ever make a fourth Cube movie, I swear to God, I will burn buildings. But there you go. I hope you enjoyed this little retrospective. I need to calm down. And yeah, there you go. That's it.